Henry," she began carefully, trying to keep her voice calm in direct opposition to her fluttery stomach. "I think you ought to tell me exactly what you've done. You want to hear it from my own lips, don't you?" He nodded as though she had answered him. "Well, I finally did it, my darling. I've resigned from medical school." She smiled. "Tell me really." "I just did, my love." Her smile froze along with the rest of her.
According to Henry, his wife embraced him at this moment. He has no memory of an argument, and is certain of Lydia's unstinting support for his new career.
While she felt pinned to the divan, her thoughts flew at such a speed that the room might have been filled with other voices. "You didn't," she amended, her voice practically inaudible above the din inside her head. "You wouldn't actually do that. Not actually." "But darling," he countered, "it was you who showed me that this is what I was meant to do." He was too skinny. Southie men were never as skinny as Henry, and if they were, they found jobs as streetcar conductors or soda jerks or store managers. But she did not think he was suited for any of these. He certainly could not be an iceman or a factory hand. Lydia realized that she was still holding the pot she had grabbed from the kitchen. She wished the door had been broken in. She could have given the burglar a solid knock to the head and sent him on his way. "I did nothing of the sort," she insisted. "But you did," he averred. He sat beside her on the settee and reached for her hand, but she would not give it. When he spoke again, his voice had softened. "You accomplished this feat by healing me in mind and body. Lydia, when I met you, I was unwell. I had no strength, no stamina. My childhood was wasted on expensive doctors who would..."